The two largest electric utilities in Kansas are merging. Westar Energy and Great Plains Energy, the parent company of KCP&L, got the last approvals they needed from state regulators in Missouri and Kansas yesterday. They're forming a $14 billion company with 1.6 million customers. Kansas News Service reporter Brian Grimmett shared the details with editor Amy Jeffries.
There's going to be a new utility in town.
Yeah, and they're going to call it Evergy.
That's E-V-E-R-G-Y, a combination of ever and energy.
The regulators with the Kansas Corporation Commission were the holdup when Great Plains and Westar tried to get together to form this company last year. So what's changed? Why did they approve the merger this time?
So last time, regulators were concerned that the purchase price was going to be too high. It was going to put too much debt on the new company, and it would be in a worse-off financial situation. And so they said no. But when they said no, they also provided the companies with a roadmap to how they could get approval. They set out a set of requirements. Commissioners wanted to see an agreement that benefited customers more than shareholders. They wanted it to keep jobs in Kansas, and they needed it to maintain good financial standing.
So ultimately for the KCC, this was a quick and easy decision.
I wouldn't say that it was easy. The process has been months. On Thursday, they voted, and that was pretty quick and easy, and it was unanimous. But before voting, one of the commissioners even joked that he didn't have any questions for the KCC staff because he had read through all of the filings multiple times.
Why, again, did these two companies want to merge?
They want to save money. And by saving money, they want to make more money. It's an economy of scale kind of thing. They envision that the combined company will be more efficient. So together, they can serve a combined larger customer base with fewer employees than they currently do. And so they envision, I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars that they'll be able to save over the next several years.
This sounds like a pretty good deal if you're Westar or if you are Great Plains Energy. But is everybody happy about it?
Not exactly. As in all of these kind of big complicated issues, there are people who aren't as satisfied with it. One of those groups is called the Kansas Industrial Consumers Group. They represent large companies that use a lot of electricity. Jim Zakura is the attorney who represented them, and he made lots of filings in this case.
We have not advocated for non-approval of a merger. What we have said is it's a first step, and then it's wholly ineffective without a plan to move rates to competitive levels.
So essentially, he's concerned that Kansas ratepayers, from residential to big companies, we pay more than the surrounding states. And he wanted to see more pressure put on as a condition of this merger to bring those rates down to competitive level. And that just wasn't included in the final settlement agreement.
If I'm a regular household customer of Westar or of KCP&L, am I happy about this?
Probably. I mean, at first, you're not going to notice a whole bunch of different things, but ultimately, your electric bill will still probably go up as the years continue, but not nearly as much as they would have without a merger. So they estimate that about 61% of projected savings will go to benefit customers. There's also going to be a five-year rate moratorium. So for the next 5 years, they won't be able to change those base rates. So your bill will essentially stay more or less the same.
So when should I start expecting to get bills from Evergy?
So Evergy, the two companies won't shed their current names, KCP&L and Westar, until sometime in 2019. It hasn't really been decided yet, but next year.
The merger of Westar and Great Plains was approved yesterday. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service spoke about it with editor Amy Jeffries. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.